About to record this as a podcast?
Duh.
Okay.
Damn, my life's too built for that.
Yo. Hit the thistle dance like I'm Mac Dre. Can't stop looking at it, no, them racks safe. Elevating, only half baked. I'm the Tiger Woods of the crap game. It'll all wash away with the champagne. Cause I bit down on it, left a bad taste. Where is Reverend L. Sharpton in the last days? Another bitch baptized, victim of the wave. Possessed, tryna get a nigga solar praise. Fool for the thought, he was so the same. I'm just tryna rise on the Apple place. This hot Jay-Z handle, yay. Dolovelli might've sounded like a Yeezy quote. She a needy hoe, hit her with a peasy quote. Ended on a high note, something CC wrote. Crowns for the kings that BB sold. Being misled, I was told things. BB King dead on May 14th. Solitary, never been quarantined. We still going up May 14th.
I'm causing problems. You'll get us all killed. Give them what you got and get them out of here.
Shut the fuck up, fat man. This ain't none of your goddamn business.
Be cool, honey bunny. Be cool. No problem. I got it under control.
I ain't gonna even lie to you, Spiff. I'm gonna just get right into it because I don't even want to waste no motherfucking time when it comes to this shit.
That's
so good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, or whenever the fuck y'all niggas like to listen to this shit. I'm Meech.
And I'm Spiff.
And it's a motherfucking Drug Table Talk podcast with Meech and Spiff, man. Remember, we don't sell drugs, we sell knowledge and slang game, you funky bitch. You. Man, I appreciate all 13 of y'all niggas for always showing up and showing love, giving feedback. Every motherfucking week, man. Spiff Lord.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to get this shit out the way, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, sitting here and, you know, prior to the pod, man, you know, me and Spiff, man, we like to sit down, you know, either go over some notes, you know, shoot the shit, talk some shit or whatever. Then put in, you know, put in some good tunes.
Yeah, definitely got to get the mood right.
Got to get the mood right, you feel me? You know. And if niggas don't know, you know, we probably listen to like Y&J right before we record.
I mean, that's the vibes. That's the greatest rapper of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah, but we got to constantly remind ourselves, like, Rick Ross is really that nigga, you feel me?
He don't get the credit he deserve.
He absolutely don't, man. He absolutely don't, man. And it's funny because, you know, lately... Well, since the weather had broken and since the weather had changed or whatever, you know, on Saturdays when it's just, you know, me and baby Meechy time to do, you know, father and son type things and shit, I take him go over, see, you know, see his grandparents, my folks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then after work, I mean, well, I say after work, but after leaving there, you know, I like to take like a little ride downtown.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like remind him of the shit that my pops used to do.
You gotta let him see them sundress booties, man.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, after riding, you know, through downtown, you know, make a way through Greek Town, and then, you know, I just kind of like take Jefferson and just take that bitch all the way, you know, all the way back to the crib.
Oh yeah,
I ain't gonna tell niggas where I live at.
That's hard,
but yeah. I take Jeff and it just kind of remind me of those times when my pops used to take me down there. Given I was much older, you know, old enough to know better, young enough to not give a fuck.
Yeah,
you feel me? And he used to take me down to like the River Rock, you know, different like the clubs and bars and shit. We used to catch the lead out at the clubs and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of like want to just take my son and just so he can have some memories to remember.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Definitely, that's what you're supposed to do. I remember you always telling me, you know, back in the G, you know, your pops had a Delta 88. You had the feel
red
me?
Delta 88 for sure.
Had the good tunes playing,
good slaps.
You know, used to roll around the neighborhood, the downtown area, and just used to be good vibes. You might not have been doing everything in the world, but it meant the world. You feel me?
Absolutely.
That time spent,
nigga. We used to be riding around. Listen to motherfucking Tupac. Give him the finger. I used to be throwing my motherfucking middle finger up in the back seat, you know, doing all types of ghetto shit, but carrying on, man. But just yesterday, as I'm, you know, cruising down, doing a easy maybe 27 miles per hour, you know, slow enough to whereas I can just live in the moment. Point some things out to my son. And you know how you riding up Jefferson, man, and you get to that point whereas you can see the water.
Mm.
You can see the ducks. You can see the boats, the yachts. Over to the left, man, you see the big $1 million cribs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, as soon as I saw water, I was like, Michi, look. You see that? He was like, that's a big boat, Dada. Mm. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
You like that? Uh-huh. You see the ducks? Uh-huh. Dada gonna figure out a way to get us here.
Exactly.
Dada gonna figure out a way to get us here.
Big yacht parties.
You feel me?
Yes.
And in that moment, I thought, I was like, man, Spiff gotta figure this shit out.
It's coming soon.
Because I envision shit like that. I envision us being like, come on, let's take the boat out today, Spiff.
It's a nice day, you feel me?
It's not too windy.
Let's go to your house off of Lake St. Clair, you feel me? And
you feel
bring
me?
The yachts out. We gonna take this shit all the way back to downtown, you feel me? I like that.
Every time I do it, I get a familiar feeling. Like I've been there, or I can envision myself in that type of, you know, lifestyle, luxury, things of such.
Yeah. You are a bougie ass nigga, if I may say so myself. It fits you.
Yeah.
It fits us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So in that moment, man, as I'm looking back at my son doing a nice, about 27 miles per hour.
Yeah.
It's a guy behind me in a, you know, pretty nice, you know, Benz.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the same.
Yeah, I like that.
The people to the left of me, they doing the speed limit. They getting the fuck on. But I want to take a moment to like really enjoy this shit. Because the same shit that we watch on TV, my nigga,
mm-hmm.
The same shit that we watching on YouTube, nigga, whether it's the Rick Rosses or the whatever. Niggas didn't know what the fuck Santorini, Greece was until Rose mentioned that.
I didn't even know that shit existed.
Hold on, let me sip this good wine that me and Spiff purchased today.
Good wine on deck.
Niggas ain't know what Santorini, Greece was until Rose mentioned that shit. My
never
nigga.
Knew that place existed, but I want to go.
I want to go.
I want to have my silk linens on, chest out, gold chains.
My nigga ain't have one button on his shirt. Even on the cuffs, my nigga didn't even have a bitch's button. My nigga catching the Holy Ghost in the middle of some church, some mausoleum, or whatever the fuck he was at.
Mm-hmm.
All types of Catholicism, Catholic paintings and candles and shit. I like that.
I like it a lot.
I fuck with that.
Niggas gonna get there. Sooner than later. Sooner than rather later.
Dog, I want to get to a point whereas before my son even old enough to realize where he live at now,
mm-hmm.
to the point where it's when he start remembering things, like for real.
He already rich.
He already in that.
In that environment.
This is all I can remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the guy next door with 12 kids. I don't remember that. I don't remember the guy next door that sell weed talking loud early in the morning, singing motherfucking the OJs. I don't remember none of that. I want to get to whereas my son is old enough to realize, like, nigga, the only thing I know is when I walk outside to go get the motherfucking newspaper, I see a motherfucking lake.
Exactly. Ain't no motherfucking other houses around.
It ain't no other houses. And if they are, they way down there.
Way over there.
Man, that shit just give me a different type of feeling, my dog.
I'm telling you.
I ain't gonna hold you up, man. But at the same time, man, a nigga gotta run his race.
Yeah.
A motherfucker gotta move at their own pace.
Exactly. I'm a firm believer on it.
However, you know, time waits for no man.
Definitely not.
You feel me? You know, it's on us to, you know, put the work in.
Definitely.
It's on us. Cause I'm getting to the point where it's now, Spiff, I know that we young enough to like still try to figure shit out.
Mm-hmm.
But however, the time is ticking.
Yeah. We ain't getting no younger.
We ain't getting no younger. Nigga, we making big boy decisions right now.
Yeah.
The time is ticking. You hear that?
I hear it.
Nigga, right now, motherfuckers don't realize when they gonna die. Nope. Everybody got a fucking invisible motherfucking clock on their forehead when it's time for them to get off this earth.
You gotta make the most of it while we here.
Absolutely. And before that motherfucker stop ticking, I'm gonna try my best to get my family, your family, and the niggas that we fuck with about this bitch.
And there's very few of y'all niggas that we do.
Oh, it's very few. When me and Mike Spiffy pull out that big 100-foot yachter that can sit 50 motherfuckers, let's believe it's gonna be about four of y'all.
About four people.
About four of y'all.
You know.
And it's all good.
Yeah.
We can link up downtown.
Yeah, we can. Y'all going to a little party a little bit later? Yeah.
We might slide.
There. We gonna see you there.
But Spiff,
mm-hmm.
we ain't slide.
I mean, we might see you, but you ain't gonna see us.
Yeah. And that's the type of time that I'm on. That's the type of time that I'm on. We done mentioned this shit quite a few times, man. When I envision, this type of lifestyle and such, man, I feel like I've been there before. The thoughts that I have in my head.
Real familiar.
Very familiar. Just knowing the type of dudes and guys that we are.
Yeah.
I feel like once we get there, it's going to be like we've been here before.
Yeah, regular day out here.
It's a regular day. When I tell niggas like, yeah, my nigga Mike Spiffy with the motherfucking silk Versace shit with the 20 gold chains.
Mm-hmm.
That's already a familiar feeling.
Definitely.
I envisioned that already.
We already manifested that.
Come on, man. Real recognize real. These niggas looking up familiar.
For real.
Yeah. Me and Spiff was watching the shop. We was watching a shot with LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
I forget Shorty's name from the WNBA, but she got a real African name, so yeah, I'm not going to butcher it.
Very lengthy.
Very lengthy. A lot of consonants and syllables and vowels.
Few vowels.
Very few. Mm-hmm. Very few vowels. Bad Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Maverick Carter.
Of course.
Hov.
Yeah.
And some guy named Rivera.
Yeah. But
that's neither here nor there. He was the Spanish interpreter.
Yeah.
And this is not anything to knock Bad Bunny, but I would rather him not be there.
I mean, he the vibes, but yeah,
I get it.
I get it, though.
I get it. Like, you want to make sure that everybody's demographic is being touched in this episode.
Yeah, you want to diversify your audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it. I get it. But I know when we was watching it, at the end of it, Spiff was like, see, that's why you need to be up there, so you can ask the hard-hitting questions.
Yeah, they weren't really asking Jay-Z the shit that niggas really want to know. Like, they was just regurgitating shit that's already been asked.
Facts. That's a fact. But in that, even if you kind of like read in between the lines, man, it's still a lot of game that's been dropped into that shit.
A lot of jewels, a lot of game.
And one of the, like, kind of, like, takeaways from that shit that I've, well, that I already know. However, it's just good to get some type of reassurance when it comes to, like, your idols and such. And one thing that I took away from Hov was, like, nigga, you got to run your race.
Yeah.
Move at your own pace. In that, he said that he might have never been maybe the top-selling artist. However, maybe in 98, maybe. But at the same time, DMX dropped like two albums that went number one that year. Cool.
Yeah.
That's fine. And me, personally, that's what I've been trying to do, is trying to figure out myself and not at the same time trying to worry about whatever the fuck everybody else is doing.
No, you got to stay, you got to have that tunnel vision. You got to stay on your own path, you feel me?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we've seen the proof thus far. Like, we've been doing this shit for a long time. It don't feel like it. But if we really go back, look at the history, we've been doing this shit for years.
Facts.
But how many people do we know personally that's done, tried to start their own podcast, you feel me?
Right.
Or anything in this genre, like, from when we first started to now, like, a lot of motherfuckers, you feel me?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I've seen it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not to, you know, not to shit on anybody.
No, or, it's not a bad thing. You know, it's always or anything. Good to inspire somebody.
Yeah, of course. And it's all good, you know, if you want to inspire, you know, somebody. Even if they just jump out there and maybe try once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's cool. Yeah. Believe me, you know, this game, everything comes, well, I ain't gonna say this game, like, particularly like the podcast shit, mm-hmm. but just anything under the sun is not new.
Yeah.
It might be little tweaks here and there for mm-hmm. whatever motherfuckers do.
Mm-hmm.
However, everything that's done under this bitch is not new. The shit that Jay-Z say may be worded mm-hmm. in a particular way that might be appealing to, you know, to the masses or your ear or whatever. But is it any more different from what my pops will say?
No.
Is it any more different than what, you know, whoever the fuck you might look up to say? No, it's no difference. Mm-hmm. However, it's just the way that motherfuckers just say it.
True. And also, you know, Jay-Z is at the level to whereas anytime that nigga got something to say, niggas gonna listen because...
Yeah.
He's fucking Jay-Z.
It's palatable. It's palatable.
Yeah.
It's a lot of my... Listen, man. I don't pride myself on being the best damn talker. However, I'm going to try my best to explain something in my own words the best way that I can. As much as I get on this motherfucker and talk about some nonsense, a motherfucker might think it's the fucking gospel.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just being me expressing myself. If a motherfucker learn or take anything from that, nigga, I've done my job. Clap it up for myself. Good job, Michi. But I would never pride myself on being the best talker. As long as a motherfucker learn anything from this shit, I've done my job. But it's the same shit that my pops done told me.
Yeah.
It's the same shit that I'm probably done heard from Hov.
Yeah.
Nigga, I done took bits and pieces of game from motherfucking pimps, motherfucking sugar free. You feel me?
You gotta make it your own.
It's been plenty shit that I done took from Spiff and put it in my own words. I might have never told a bitch, is she fucking for sex? Or would she like to have sex right now? But I might be like, let me put my ding ding in you.
Yeah. Just a little bit. Maybe a lot of bit, but
I'm just joking. But I'm just saying, like, influence is everything, man.
And definitely, if you could touch somebody or grab somebody's focus for just a split second, especially in this age of social media and niggas just, you know, being in front of the TV or quick little entertainment and shit, like, yeah, that shit is golden. That's where the money coming.
Facts. And at the same time, you got to know who you are at the end of the day. If you a YNJ type of nigga, continue to do you. Continue to stumble over lyrics, pick it back up, change up a lyric, go back, and be like, hold on. I can't do that. I can't do that. And then you change it up. You be like, I put the pistol to your head with a line. I can do that. Nigga, play your game, my nigga. Do you. Nigga, one of the best things I ever heard a motherfucker say, dog. I ain't gonna say it's the best, but just speaking in like NBA terms. I forget the athlete that they were speaking about, but they was talking to Kevin Durant about a particular athlete. And they asked him, like, oh, yeah, Doggy Bone, you know, he pretty good, you know, whatever, this, that, and the third. But, you know, I really can't compare my game to him because we totally different.
Totally opposite.
You know, it's totally different. KD said, why the fuck would I try to go out here and try to average 50 for a season when I can average 27 over 20 seasons?
Exactly.
That's that man's game. But this is mine.
Longevity.
You know what you're going to get every night in and night out when you fuck with me. It's not going to be easy.
No.
And best believe, I'm going to get my 27 to 30 points every game for the next 20 years. Then to be one of these niggas that average 35 for three seasons and then he be out of the league like Brandon Roy. Now, I'm trying to play it long. Pause. I'm trying to play the long game.
Longevity.
I want to beat a Hov, Spiff.
Definitely.
Nigga, every time this nigga Hov drop a verse, I'd be like, hey, Spiff, did you hear that?
Did you hear that verse?
Spiff be like, this nigga ain't fell off yet.
Yeah, at all, though.
And this shit is still practice.
It is.
I want to get comfortable enough to whereas this shit is just still practice to me. No more working hard, my nigga.
Making nobody else pockets full.
Nigga, every day we wake up, I want this shit to be an NFL walkthrough. Red shirt, quarterback jersey, don't touch me. I want this shit to be that motherfucking easy.
It's a fucking, I don't know, an Instagram quote, and I hate it because I don't be on social media like that. I'm on there a little bit more than I have been in a couple years, but it's a nigga basically having a conversation with his boss. The boss pull up in a little ambulance, a little Lambo and shit, and the employee was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a nice whip, you feel me? And the boss say back to him, he say, yeah, and if you work hard enough, next year around this time, I could buy another one.
Damn.
Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit.
Did y'all niggas pick up on that shit?
Did you pick up what I was putting down? You feel me? It's cool. It's nothing wrong with having a job. I got a job. Very respectable. Noble. But at the end of the day, like, niggas ain't gonna get to where they need to go if they constantly, you know, prioritizing somebody else over themselves.
Talk about it.
You feel me? Like, and there's nothing wrong with it. Like, stability, I get it, all that. Like, currently working a job, you feel me?
Yeah.
Grateful for my job. But at the end of the day, like, if niggas got some shit that they could cultivate and grow and impact and change other people's lives, why not manifest that and feed into that?
My thing has always been, I don't want to have employees. I don't want to work for anybody. I want to have a team.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers grow up realizing or trying to fantasize on like, oh, I'm going to have this many niggas working up under me.
Oh, I'm a boss.
I'm a super boss.
I'm a boss.
Come on now. Big Donald Trump out here in these streets.
No.
No, nigga. When I envision this shit, mm-hmm. I want niggas to work with me.
Not for me. You feel me?
Everybody got their own role to do.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got their own goals.
Play your role. LeBron can't get it done by himself. KD can't get it done by himself.
Play your role.
It don't matter what you doing. You feel me? Everything is essential. Everything is important to the operation.
No matter how their relationship might have panned out, but mm-hmm. behind every hole, it was a Dame. Mm-hmm. It was a Ty-Ty. Exactly. It was a Biggs.
Mm-hmm.
It was an Emery.
Yep. What's that one nigga name?
Who, Ty-Ty that was stabbing up R. Kelly and shit, smacking all there.
Not him, but, damn, what's that nigga name that he ain't cool? He not cool with a lot of niggas no
Dame,
more.
Dame Dash?
No, not Dame Dash, but Jay-Z. It was an American Gangsta album and shit. I can't think of that nigga
name. It don't even matter. But just off the sake of it,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be motherfuckers, like, no matter how cool y'all might have been at that time, mm-hmm. but you always had a solid foundation. You had a solid team
yeah.
that had one common goal. Even with Bron, you got the Rich Pauls, you got the Mavericks, and mm-hmm. whoever the fuck else that he got rolling with him. But we understand, like, everybody got to have a role.
Mm-hmm.
If LeBron is spending 90% of his time either in the gym, practicing his craft, playing ball,
mm-hmm.
keeping his body in shape, everybody got to do something else.
True.
If Maverick got to do the media and worry about branding and sponsorships, nigga, mm-hmm. that's his role.
Right.
If Rich Paul got to worry about getting his sports agency, quote unquote, because LeBron really can't have one because he's still a player, but mm-hmm. we all know that's his shit.
Right. GM LeBron.
We all understand. But mm-hmm. Rich Paul got to do this type of shit to mm-hmm. make sure that the money is on coming on in.
You can't be motherfucking, you know, super, super wealthy and popular and all this other shit popping, lucrative businesses here in the third. And your man's out here with some dusty ass Jabos and shit. What you doing? What you doing? Your man's, look, what they saying paid in full? Like,
you need to put your man's on.
Because he's looking crusty.
He looking dusty.
As hell. That's what I think a true boss is. You got to put your people in position.
You got to.
Because you're only as good as your team.
I'd be a weak ass nigga to be rolling around this bitch. Making X amount of dollars. Knowing that somebody that's close to me is struggling. I gotta be a whole ass nigga to know that all my bills is paid. I'm living crazy,
mm-hmm.
big rollies, you know, roly with a dab of ranch.
Exactly.
Lamb shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull up to the hood and my niggas is out here struggling.
Out here struggling.
Come on, man. That gives niggas all the reason to go blow my motherfucking noodles, my dog.
I mean, this done happened before.
A motherfucker might not eat the same thing that you eat, but at least put these niggas in a better position.
At least let them sit at the table.
Sit at the table. You don't know what strengths a particular person may have that's around you. He might add something. He might spark some type of creativity. He might give you an idea to take that $10 million that you had into that business to $100 million. Just like the nigga that you saw on Instagram. His hard work is going towards this nigga Lambo.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of that nigga saying like, well, you know, if you work hard enough and you give me some ideas on how to monopolize this shit,
mm-hmm.
instead of me having another Lambo, yeah, I can have another Lambo, but guess what? You can have one too, my nigga. You can have one too. If you come with a decent idea on how to make some bread, come meet me in my office.
Exactly. Let's get this plan in motion.
Let's get this plan in motion. I can see it in your eyes, man. You got the burning desire to want more.
Niggas be trying to be.
Come on.
It's too many chiefs, not enough Indians, man. Everybody be just trying to keep everything for themselves and shit like that, as opposed to building something, you know.
And it's not, and believe me, I don't want it to come off wrong or anything like that or whatever. But there has to be some type of hierarchy when it comes to that shit.
The pecking order.
The pecking order, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be. But however, when you call yourself a so-and-so called leader
mm-hmm.
or boss or whatever, you got to treat people with respect.
Definitely.
You got to treat the janitor as you would the Fortune 500 nigga. You don't know what the fuck that janitor was doing before he applied for that position. He might just been down on his luck. He might have all the tools and all the knowledge. I see this shit all the time, man. It's motherfuckers that's working straight 9-to-5 jobs with Fortune 500 capabilities. It's motherfuckers working 9-to-5 jobs, and I'm talking about myself, that got an abundance of knowledge for God knows for what I reason. I sit in the crib all fucking day researching on Reddit, Google, nigga, all types of CNNs, and doing all this goddamn research for what? For no reason. Nigga, I know a lot about a dumbass shit. My nigga Spiff been fucking on motherfucking Robin Hood, fucking Reddit, and been building this knowledge for fucking stocks and all of this shit. We'll put this shit the fuck together, my nigga.
To the moon.
To the fucking moon.
To the fucking moon.
Nigga, I had a conversation with the lady, my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be all transparent in this bitch.
All the way G real with you, cuss.
All the way G real with niggas, man. All the way. And I don't know exactly what the conversation was. However, you know, for niggas that don't know, my lady is very highly educated, big masters, and big all of that master. Type of shit yeah. like that. And she told me, she was like, I can't remember anything from motherfucking school. It's about what you can just memorize at that particular time period and just take the test and just hope that you pass. And I told her, I was like, shh, I wish I was smart enough, or I wish I had the patience to actually go through that.
Yeah, that's definitely, you know, achievement in itself. That's definitely a hustle in itself, you feel
me? Yeah. And she looked at me and she was like, you don't think that you're smart? I was like, I got an abundance of knowledge for just random shit.
I can help a nigga out here and there.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. I told her, I was like, I could probably have a 2-to-3-minute conversation with just about anybody on mm-hmm. any type of subject.
Yeah.
But she looked at me, she was like, I think that you very smart.
You are.
But I feel like I'm wasting this, Spiff. Working these 9-to-5s is gonna kill me, my nigga.
I'm saying,
I gotta get the fuck out of here, dog. I'm getting antsy, my nigga.
It's not necessarily like how I was back in the day. It's niggas that's just like, I don't wanna downplay nobody, but it's a lot of niggas in there or multimillionaires that's really just came up off of just on some random shit.
But that goes back to what I was saying, though. If you got a decent idea,
mm-hmm,
and just get around the right people that help you put this shit out, my nigga. This shit, like you said, we going straight to the moon, my boy. We going straight to the moon. I'm done trying to give out niggas ideas and shit like that. It's time for us to like hold some of this shit back for ourselves. I'm kind of like done trying to tell niggas what they should do, giving them thoughtful insight. It's time to hold some of that shit back for us.
Yeah. Doing too much talking, we need to do more, put more action into it. And then shit, yeah, it's a whole lane for giving niggas advice. It's called being a consultant.
That's a fact.
Niggas pay for that.
That's a fact. Niggas, but until we get up to that point,
yeah,
I can't give out free consulting advice.
I can't give you the whole spiel. It's more questions you gotta ask.
I can't. Nigga, me and my dad be having these conversations and shit, and he be asking me, you know, what the fuck be going on certain type of topics or mm-hmm certain type of people and things of such like that. Mm-hmm. And I would tell him, like, well, I will offer this type of advice to this particular person. Or back when we was doing this, I told such and such to do this, and look at it now. If only I would have took that advice for myself, or gave it to somebody else that I know that would have, you know, followed through with that shit. Ain't no telling where we would have been. It's been plenty of advice that I gave to niggas that I wish Solo was old enough to really
understand.
But given at the time period, he was probably like 12. But it's shit. It's shit like niggas that's doing now. I was like, oh shit. Like, man, me and Spiff did that shit when we was like 18, 19, and we just bullshitting.
Just fucking around.
Just fucking around. But I mean, I can't knock it. You know, that's just what the game is now. Now it's on us. It's on us. It's on us now to take what we know, apply it, and reap the benefits from it. Cause I hate to say it, I can't help you niggas no more.
Can't. It's time to really focus in that tunnel vision.
It's time. I can't offer my advice. I might sprinkle it out there here and there, but you know, just like Hov, nigga, you better read them between the lines. You better pick up on these jewels, my nigga.
He said, I'm giving you $1 million worth of game for $9.99.
Come on, man. Through these 125 episodes of this motherfucking podcast that we've been doing for the last 4 going on 5 years, my nigga. Throughout all the laughs and all the bullshit, the serious shit, man, we have given these niggas so much. Nigga, I done got in trouble behind this shit. I done got cussed out behind this fucking podcast.
Risked it all.
I done ruined relationships with people that I probably would never speak to again.
Fuck them.
Fuck you if you're listening still. So when I tell y'all niggas, like, nigga, I do this shit, nigga. I do this shit. Free my nigga Tax Tone, man.
Free that man. He ain't never getting out of this. Probably not. Probably not. But still, free that man.
Yeah.
Hopefully he got a good Jewish lawyer.
Man, free my nigga, dog. Every time my nigga post on Instagram and shit, because I know he got to sell me while he in jail, because he be in that bitch like, free me. Mm-hmm. I DM my nigga every time I see that nigga post. Like, dog, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. If it wasn't for that nigga, I probably wouldn't even be doing this podcast. I had the idea to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But he really solidified it. Like, yeah, I'm going to do this.
We all gain that inspiration from somewhere.
Yeah. And I'm not afraid to show it. I'm not afraid to tell motherfuckers. And it's funny, man. Because I saw it the other day, man. Well, I ain't gonna say it the other day. I actually saw it earlier today. And shout out to Cuz. Shout out to Marvelous. Uncle Marty Meyer. Man. My cousin. He sent it to me earlier. And we talked about this shit quite a few times as far as, like, you know, Lil Yachty. You know, linking up with, like, niggas from the city, such as who we have on TV right now, Coochie Man, YNJ, the Rios, everybody like that. And shout out to Stretch Money.
Okay.
Nah, you know, on all seriousness, though. Yeah. All serious shit, though. Mm-hmm. That nigga Stretch Money got on this motherfucker was like, y'all niggas call me weird because I had green hair back in the day and was trying to do my rap shit, just trying to be me, trying to express myself. Y'all niggas better keep the same energy mm-hmm. for these niggas that's out here that's trying to be like us, using our sound, using our lingo, mm-hmm. rapping on our beats, rapping to our flow. And he would just directly just point at Lil Yachty mm-hmm. and saying, like, y'all better treat that nigga exactly how y'all treated me. When I had green hair, when y'all see this nigga painting his fingernails and toenails and doing mm-hmm. all types of feminine shit.
Wearing barrettes and shit.
Wearing barrettes and this, that, and the third.
Only nigga that could wear barrettes is my nigga Snoop.
Big facts.
Big facts.
And my nigga didn't got away from the pigtails since he grew his dreads and yeah. shit. But even still. We done talked about this shit quite a few different times. And I told you and I told Solo, I done told whoever the fuck else we had on this motherfucking pod. One of my biggest fears is that if somebody from outside of Detroit mm-hmm. came here, took our sauce, and then tried to take credit for it. That's one of my biggest fears. Only because we done seen this shit just progressing over time.
Yeah.
We saw it. Whether it's with the Big Herks, the fucking Blade Icewoods, the Street Lord Wines, nigga, everybody. We seen niggas like kinda like get up to a certain point and just not be fully all the way embraced by the industry. However, but fall short. I remember when Dusty when he got signed to Atlantic and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that day. I was like, oh, shit, Spiff. We finally got a real nigga there.
Exactly. We finally on.
We finally on. And I hate to say it, my nigga, he got shelved.
Yeah.
Dusty was lucky enough to come on the motherfucking pod and tell us from his mouth
mm-hmm.
that his A&R really wasn't doing this shit. He was just still in the clubs partying.
Just
not trying to work.
At all.
On that bullshit. And then we see the fucking Doughboy Cash outs. They get signed to Jeezy. Shit happens. Yeah. They get dropped. Damn. Now it's back to square one. Now we got the Team Eat sides. They working. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. They making progress.
They making progress. Collectively, they did their thing. They did what they were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Separately, you got your Dame Dots, your Babyface, the mm-hmm. Peezies that's out here bubbling. They're doing their thing. The GTs that's out here that's been doing this thing. Everybody been doing their thing, you know, separately, but collectively together as well, too. But now you got that young energy.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Coochie Mans. You got the Louis Rays. You got the Rios. That's starting to get the look and shine from the industry. Yeah. You got the 4-2 Dugs. That's getting a look out from the little babies, the Yo Gotties.
Yeah.
You got Babyface Ray that's getting a look. Everybody playing this nigga shit.
Yeah.
But you can tell, like, We almost there, Spiff.
Almost.
We almost there. But I hate to say it, man. As much as I don't want it to happen, it's going to come a time where as a motherfucker gone, take credit for some shit that they fully didn't even embrace.
That's true. That's how it always turns out, man. You never get the full level of support from your hometown until it's too late. Till everybody feeling you.
Dude, I told you this shit when we was doing this motherfucking pod. It's going to come a time whereas it's going to be motherfuckers that's outside of Michigan that's going to fuck with us before motherfuckers here really start embracing us.
Yeah, that's true.
Nigga, when I look at the fucking analytics for this shit, I still see niggas in New York. I still see niggas over in Atlanta. I still see motherfuckers in the whole different states than here.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to this motherfucking pod. But I don't want to get too far off topic because I don't want to sound bitter.
Nah, I'm kind of used to that shit. That's like to be expected for real. It's sad to say, but like I expect that shit.
But to keep it a whole bean with Stretch Money, my nigga. Yeah, niggas might have talked bad about you. But you got to realize what image that you were portraying at that time.
Yeah, he was a little advanced ahead of his time.
You got to realize what Lil Yachty came into being already. He was a nigga that was wearing berets and motherfucking bees in his head coming into the game. You got to realize that his first album, he was talking about gay shit.
Yeah.
And you know, we fuck with the LGBTQ plus on community.
Exactly.
But he
Happy
had two
Pride Month.
Women and men kissing with mouths on his cover. What if my man say I'm so plain?
Two niggas naked fucking together.
Together. But not to make no jokes about this shit, but you got to realize who you were.
Yeah.
And when you came in, the time period. And now you got to look at it from the time that Yachty came in. His surroundings, his time period, his following. And then realize like, you niggas are in two different lanes. I can be honest. Lil Yachty ain't the hottest nigga on the streets.
No. He got that independent flow going for him. You feel me?
Absolutely. He ain't the hottest nigga in the streets. But one thing that we don't credit motherfucker for is trying to remain relevant.
Yeah.
Remain hot. That's all the more reason why Drake is still around.
Yeah.
Because he know how to stay relevant. You know how to stay hot.
That OVO boot camp is steadily working
hard. Come on, man. We ain't seen this nigga fucking Party Next Door or any of these niggas come out the fucking basement in years.
In fucking years. They back there cooking up. They down there cooking up that Certified Lover Boy.
Come on. Certified Lover Boy is supposed to come out in January.
They still working on it.
They still working on it. I think that's the reason why Rihanna ain't dropped yet, because he got this bitch hidden somewhere.
Definitely.
He got to. But not to shy too far away from the topic. As I sip this good wine. Thank you, Spiff. Don't fault another nigga's success. Don't fault it. Don't fault another nigga's success for your shortcomings. We love you, Stretch Money. It takes money to make money. Yeah. That shit still play on the radio. You had a hot song.
Definitely.
But you got to realize what time frame that you came up in.
Early 2000s.
When you came out, nigga, We was wearing tall tees, jerboes, big jeans, all that shit.
Fitted caps.
Big cap. No, not even fitted caps. Big caps. Nigga, my head is probably a 7 1/4, but I was wearing a 7 3/4.
Exactly.
Damn near an 8 because I was trying to look like a certain nigga.
Exactly. Air Force Ones. They used to drop every Friday.
Every Friday. My nigga, it was different. One thing that we got to realize is that once you become hot, once that motherfuckers realize what you got going, it's the new wave, the new sound, you kind of just got to let it go and just let it be.
Yeah.
What would Roddy Ricch be if he didn't have that Atlanta sound? Knowing he come from Big Cali.
He do not have no type of Bay Area vibes, Cali vibes whatsoever.
Come on, man. My nigga straight from Compton.
Big Crip. Big Crip.
He don't sound like YG.
Nope. He don't sound like Schoolboy. He don't sound like Kendrick. None of J-Rock.
Come on.
He don't sound like none of them niggas.
You ever listen to ESTG?
Yep.
Do he sound like 3-6 Mafia?
A little bit.
Maybe the cadence.
The cadence, you know, in the production.
Maybe in the production. But if you really listen to it, that's all Detroit shit.
Yeah.
It's a lot of motherfuckers that's doing this shit, my nigga.
Shit, even my bitch, and I love you. That bitch Coyle Ray. Coyle Roy. Uh-huh. Come on, bro. Like, a lot of niggas be saying she be trying to sound like Cardi, and I feel like maybe her pitch a little bit.
And they say that she try to sound like Dej.
But it's really Dej Loaf.
I mean, if we gonna keep it a bean.
If we gonna keep it a whole bean.
We gonna keep it a bean, bean.
That's Loaf.
If we gonna keep it a bean, bean. These.
Phew, that was filthy.
If we gonna keep it a bean, my nigga. It's about what you gonna do with it when it's your time. Nigga. When Hov was doing this thing and he said that Memphis Bleek was gonna be the new improved him. It's about what you do with that from the time period. Of course, we knew that Memphis Bleek was not gonna be the new improved Hov. But he tried to make the best of what he had. If Coyle Roy gonna call herself the new hot shit, even if she would never come out and say that she was influenced by Dej Loaf, we can hear it.
We know it. Real niggas know it.
But guess what? Dej opened up a lane for Coyle Roy to make it. She gonna take her shit, and guess what she gonna do? Take it to another level.
That's all you can do.
That's all you can do. So I can't be mad. If a motherfucker come from outside of Detroit, Michigan, from another motherfucking state, wanting to sound like us, wanting to rap like us, try to do anything like us, I can't get mad at it. Because it's going to take a motherfucker that's going to realize, like, shit, nigga, I'm the one that invented this shit. So let me show y'all niggas how to do this shit. Nigga, show these niggas how to do it. If back then they was clowning you for the type of shit that you was thinking about, Stretch Money, all right, well, come out now and try that shit. If it's really hurting you that bad, nigga, come out now and try to do it. If you got the sauce, then do it. Shout out to my nigga T-Jazz.
Shout out to that man.
I ain't really trying to shout out white people right now because I'm really on that fuck you shit. But I never want to hear Jack Harlow on a Babyface Ray song ever again in my life.
Verse wasn't that bad still.
I really wasn't trying to hear that shit.
I feel it. But it's good for the connections.
It's good, man. I don't want to hear a Louisville, Kentucky nigga. On a Detroit.
That's where you from?
Yes.
Oh, well, shit.
And you got niggas from Kentucky just sounding like Detroit niggas.
You got everybody right now sound like Detroit niggas. Everybody, I mean, not to get too far off subject, but even before, like, niggas start picking up on the wave as far as what we got musically, sonically, niggas was still trying to dress like us.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Dog, they had DJ Khaled with some Ice Buff song. Where you looking get that like from? All the Chaldean niggas that we go and see in Dearborn.
I never seen a nigga outside of Michigan prior to, like, I'm going to say 2012 with some Buff song. Wait. With either some diamonds in the nose.
Yeah, the nose bridge for sure.
Or on the sides.
On the C's.
On the what you call them shit? The legs of them bitches.
Yes, sir.
But nah, shit, that's just common.
Come on, man.
I never really seen niggas rocking Buffs to begin with. Some Cartier, you know what I'm saying? Maybe. Nah, I can't even say wires or nothing like that. No, I never really seen niggas wearing Cartier glasses outside of Michigan until probably like 2012.
I mean, you had a few that kind of dived into that game.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Especially, give or take. You know, Ross, he always had a nice selection of frames.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw him a few times with the Woods on.
I mean, niggas that's not necessarily into the... Just like, that's different. Yeah. A nigga that just like glasses and shades and shit.
But it's like, you got niggas that actually like do this shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, it's one thing when Nas had the wires on in Belly.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, we know niggas fuck with it, but nigga, this is a culture, nigga. This is a lifestyle, man. When Big says Stink Pink Gators, my Detroit players, I wish he would have said Wife Buff Ballers, my Detroit Ballers. Like, that would have probably fit more better.
Exactly.
But it all go hand in hand, man. When we put on our motherfucking Gators and Minks, nigga, best believe, you know, some Buffs is going to follow. Some Cartier shades are going to follow.
Come on, stop it.
Stop fucking around with us, man. Go ahead. Get these niggas a sauce, man.
I can't give you the whole spill.
I'm going to get these niggas a sauce.
I mean, for what? We not doing this shit for free. We just said that. We not giving out no more free game.
No more free Randy. I'm sorry.
That's why they call it.
Spiff had to do it. He had to tell you.
That's why Gilly the Kid and Wallow, they call that shit $1 million worth of game. Damn. Come on, bro.
But even still, man, we can sit up here and give everybody the motherfucking sauce, the ingredients and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. And you still probably won't
And be you able still to won't know, man, because honestly, the type of seasonings that we got, my boy, nigga, this shit is different. This shit is different. Nigga, you can go get the motherfucking jar of fucking tomato sauce at the store, my nigga. Mm-hmm. We give you the sauce, but it's on you to put your seasonings, nigga. Your lorries, your garlic, your garlic powders, nigga. Your thyme, your rosemary. You got to put your own seasonings on it. So if you're going to do what we do, this Detroit shit, nigga, put your own seasoning on that shit. If you gonna rock your Buffs, my nigga,
rock them right.
Rock them right. Don't be out there wearing that like my nigga Dusty say that play this shit.
Hell no.
Take your ass on up there to Optica out there in Troy, nigga. Go talk to my one guy. Tell him to bring out them buffalo horns out. Stop wearing that bullshit. And stop letting Hutch sell y'all that bullshit, too.
Yeah.
Nigga. Don't be going up to Hutch and be like, nigga, put these goofy at... Nah, nigga, stop doing that.
Niggas got real diamonds with fake buffs and fake diamonds with real buffs.
Spiff.
I am confusion.
Spiff. That's it.
That's it. That's it. The block is hot.
The block is hot, man. Just don't do it.
Just wait. If you can't do it, don't do it.
Just wait.
Don't be pressed.
Get you some starter glasses, nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
Get you some starter gaze. That's it, Spiff. We done.
We done.
That's it. Hey, Swift Lord, man. You got any last words that you like to say when you say it, when you say how you say it, when you say it?
Man, I'm trying to be 30. Up 30 is looking very familiar, man.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Appreciate y'all tuning in.
Hey, Spiv, tell them, what's the best nation in the world?
Donation.
Man, if y'all just so feel generous, man, go ahead, man. Hit the link tree in the bio, man. Send me a spiff a dollar or two, man. We trying to get some new equipment and shit. You know, do that type of gangster shit. Motherfuckers keep asking us when we gonna have video. It's when we can afford to have video, my nigga. We still working, man. We still progressing. You know, eventually one day y'all gonna see us out here, you know, doing our thing. You gonna see me out here doing my Barbara Walters shit. You know, sitting down, man. It's gonna be velvet blazers and all types of.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, sir. You feel me? So, man. So, I appreciate all 13 of y'all for always showing up, showing love, giving feedback when it's due. And it's the motherfucking Drug Table Talk podcast with me, just Spill. Remember, we don't sell drugs. We sell knowledge and slang game. And as always, man, let's go be stars up in this bitch. We out.